Welcome to the talk, The Way to a New Built Environment or Go to Escons. My name is Peter Kovac. I'm committer on the project. And yeah, let's look into what I think, how this might develop. I'm not the only committer working on going to Escons. Damjan is also working on this. And it's work in progress, to be fair. So changes are likely. So in general, what I hope to achieve with Escons as a built environment is that's by the way that we push Python more in the center of the built environment. We can use it self-documentary, so you can, by looking at Escons files, and if you have a good EDE for Python, then the features and functions that are used can be explained inline. And this is really, really nice feature. So we can use Python features to improve the explanatory and the knowledge persistence within the code. The next step is that we reduce dependency. If you just have to install Python and to pull maybe Escons and then you're done, it's much more easier than what we have today. But this is just making a point. I will go into that point a little bit more closely in a minute or so. By having Python as a basis, we can debug the build process itself. We can set breakers, we can check how certain fields are filled, we can add extensive logging, stuff like that. Also, it is much more easier than with the setup we have now to integrate this into an EDE, maybe NetBeans or IntelliJ. That depends also because there is a Java-based Python interpreter. Maybe this works with Escons or with the code we have. And this would be great if we can do it. Maybe it works, maybe it doesn't, but the vision is there, and with the current things, we don't have it. Why don't we have this possibility? This is because we have a general build script that organizes the build. Then we have additional scripts that are based on shell or Perl. Then we steer to GNU-make, so we have GNU-make scripts, and they will configure the C++ compiler. Also, we have DMake as an alternative. I'm not sure if they will both work at the same time, or if we have moved half or not, but we have both somehow. And we have and for the Java stuff, and this is quite complex and hard to maintain, and especially the make files are not very well interpreted by IDEs. So I did see if something is implemented in an IDE, it's usually CMake. So if we go to Escons, it would be that Escons steers the build. We have to still deploy to migrate the scripts, but we would pull them over into Python and make it accessible by Escons. So the so the control is in one place. I still have here on the bottom and for controlling Java, maybe we can also migrate end into the Escons build and then have Java steered directly by Escons. But I think this is something we have to see and to look out for. Yeah, it's optional. I think Java isn't the big issue now. So one idea I have is not only to use Escons, but also Conan. Conan is a library for C++ to manage builds. So not the so at least for my understanding, not the direct module, but the composition of different libraries and modules around it. Maybe it can go deeper, but maybe this could be an idea to have a better management on to combine modules to each other, which would be a nice feature and would give us more control, and maybe also something like that we can build for different platforms with different dependencies, and Conan can maybe have a better control over external dependencies, while Escons will take care of our own code. Both run in Python, so we still have the same code platform. So I think, at least from a first idea, this looks like something that could work. And to me it sounds feasible. If it is feasible, I think we have to look into it. But first I want to have a Escon build working before I enhance it or make it a little, again, more complicated with Conan. So let's focus on the Escon stuff. Currently we have a lot of things migrated already to GNU Make, and this would be our starting point. So I would like to look into GNU Make files. So if you look into a GNU Make file, we will see $evil, $call, gb library set component file, and then /util/avmedia. So whatever this does, it is something that we have a function call, let's say, and then we have here the gb library set component file is then the function name, and then we have a parameter. This is one line that we find in a GNU make file. So another possibility is that we have, again, eval and call, somehow this is blended out. Then we have the function name, again, and just a longer way where it is, where we have this parameters that we pass, yeah? And we have here variables that work into it. Another possibility is that we have a condition that that surrounds a function call. Yeah, so maybe this is we can guess this is something that works only for macOS, and we add building flags to the build. So, yeah, the last thing we have is that we can define a sub-function with define. We give it a function name, and then we have some call of some other function that is maybe already implemented and stuff. And this gives, and this is the this is what we find in the makefiles. So this gives us a little bit complexity because it's not so straightforward. It is capsuled, so we have layered thinking. So we have a condition. It may be there. It may not be there. We have a class or modularization of steps. Yeah. So this is if we want to do it in a script. This transformation, this will be quite difficult to do. So, and because we don't want to write our sconce file from the sketch, we want to transform it by scripting. Let's take a look at how the target file, the sconce file, is currently layout to look like. So we have here the main file, yeah, sconstruct, which is in the main directory, and there we make the sconce or the module known. So we have, for example, file access / sconscript, which points to the sconscript in the module file access. Then in variant dir, we show we place where the work dir is running. And this duplicate, I don't know what it is, but maybe it means it should only build once. But I don't know. We have to. I'm still learning. So if you look then in the module, we have then an object or more different objects. Then a function call that clusters some features, for example, add IDE, and then we have the parameters given as a list. Yeah. So this is pretty similar, but we have an object that clusters it. And we have different features that where we collect all information first. Yeah. And on the next slide, I'm trying to explain how this could work from to come from one place to the next one. In GNU, we have this function call, or we could have a definition, or we could have an if context, which is usually pointing at it works only in this environment or in this case, or where we have some conditions, yeah. So then we have always a function name, and then we have parameters. So this is place. I have showed the combination above. So what I want to do at the moment is to have a structured order of an array, where you have an array of dictionaries or dictionary array that points to a multi-dimensional space, yeah. So in this case above here, we have, for example, because here we have here a function call in this first example, we have a function that points to the function name, and that points to a list of parameters. So if we have an if condition around it, we still have this function call and this the function name on the back. For example, here gb library adds cxx flags, which we had an example above. And then we have the parameters of our media and the CXX flags. So, and the conditions I would simply put into an environment flag, which is coming above, and then we have a Mac OS X pointing to. So we know the environment should be Mac OS X, then the function is called, and so on. And because this is all structured in my in the transition script, which I wrote in Python, Damjam wrote and in Java, but I think Java is a little bit unflexible to use something like this, where you know, where your multidimensional files change, the depth changes with each entry. So I think it's better. Python has there no issues with that. So I think it's better to use Python in that structure, and then you have an ordered data, and this data you can transform to a structure expected by SCONS. Then you can say, okay, the environment macOS is filled up into an environment file, and we attach it at the build in a certain way. And then if we have that SCONS structure, we can then just have a generator writing the new files. So that's at least the plan. I had hoped for this talk that I can present you something that I'm a little bit further on the process, and that I have a clearer view how this migration is taking place. The Java attempt from Damjam is similar to that what I present here, but instead of transforming the data into something that he can process, the Java code tries to make the transformation at once. So it tries to use functions that recognize the function name, that pick out the parameters, and then directly put it into something that an SCON would be ordered, without making the steps to order the data first, then to transform the data, and then to write the data. Also, I talked with Damjam before this talk, and he said he's currently working in transforming the script, which we have in Perl or Shell, into Python, because this can be done by SCONS, and it's, like I said, a viable idea, yeah. And yeah, that's it for now. I hope you had some insights what the where this is going, or what I have in mind. I hope it correlates a little bit to what Damjam is thinking, where we should go. And then we have some ideas, and this is work in progress, so your feedback is well appreciated. If you have anything, then feel free to open up the discussion. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your interest. I hope it was, even for non-technical people, at least a little bit understanding what this is about. And yeah, thank you. Bye.
Okay, here we are. Let's see if it works. So it seems it is picked up correctly. Okay, so we can finally see you now this time, Peter. And I will ask a first question while people are typing their questions in the dev room. And the first question I'm asking is, of course, recreating the build system is a big investment of time. And do you actually believe that a new build system would be a good investment for recruitment, meaning that it could make our code base more attractive to new volunteers?
Yes, I think that a new build system, which makes it easier to build OpenOffice, would be more attractive because you get faster success feeling. Also, it's a good entry point if you are new to the process. You can then, let's say, you do not need to know how OpenOffice itself works. You are coming from the outside and drilling through the process. And you can compare what is the working standard, and you can basically, we try to do in the first step to do the same steps. So for beginners, starters, I think it's very helpful to get into this complex systems.
Okay, there is a question from Carl that I will also type in the direct chat with you. And it is, basically he asks, is the current work on auto-transforming the scripts, or can the scons branch complete a build yet?
Currently, the scon branch can only build one module. I think it's file access, so for demonstration purposes. And Dungeon has migrated, I think, 90% of GMake, of 90% of the modules from DMake files to GMake files. And we take that 90% and move them per scripting through two SCONs, and then to tackle the last bits that he couldn't transform into GMake. So I think there's some hurdles and some difficulties that we have to face and to resolve. So short answer is no, it doesn't build anything yet. Yet.
Okay. So, it is being worked on. Yeah. We have another question from Matthias saying, if I understood it right, SCONS would remove the need for Cygwin on Windows. That is his question.
Yes, that's the goal. So you can install a Python, a Windows version of Python, then you have to install or download SCONS, which is Python code. And then you're almost ready to set up to build OpenOffice from there. So at least that's the plan. Yeah.
Okay. And it would be welcome, as it makes builds more native, of course. And yeah, that's always good. Yeah. Let's see if we have any other questions from the dev room. I'm not seeing.
So maybe, So maybe one short notice, SCONS can directly work with the Microsoft compilers. That's one thing that, one feature that no other build system is offering to us. So if we would stick with GMake, we would be needing the GNU build system in some ways. Or with CMake, we would need to use LLVM or something like. But with SCONS, I think that was something, at least Damjan pointed out, with SCONS, we can directly use the Microsoft stuff.
Okay. I'm not seeing any other questions being asked now. But we can, of course, leave it open in the text format. So I would thank Peter for his presentation, and we can stop the video recording here and then go on in the text chat in case. Thank you, Peter.
Yeah. Thank you.